You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Our next segment of ABQ Connect is going to be featuring an event coming up, let's say worldwide, at least nationwide, and it's the 9th annual Bring Your Bible to School by Focus on the Family. This is something Focus on the Family put together a few years ago, and on the line with us, Emerson Collins with Focus on the Family. Emerson, thanks for joining us.
Steve, thanks for having me.
Oh, we've been talking this up a little bit as we head towards it, parents and students listening, bring your Bible to school. Can I do that? And that's probably one of the common questions you've run into over the last 8 years.
That's correct. Yeah. So many students don't know that they can actually bring their Bibles to school. And as long as they're not disrupting the learning that's happening there, they can even have a conversation about Christ and the gospel.
Well, I know that Focus on the Family has planned for this, for the last several years, and the next one coming up just a couple days from now, October 5th, this Thursday. And when the students and parents go to bringyourbible.org, what will they find on the website?
Well, they'll find everything that they need to participate in the day. We've got conversation guides for your students so that they're prepared to participate, prepared to answer some of the questions that they might face on the day. We also have digital posters for you guys to post on your event boards. We've got shirts, stickers, everything you could possibly need to get ready for the day. We also have that legal information I mentioned earlier about how can I participate and where am I protected under my First Amendment rights.
Yeah, I would imagine many, many students may be a little skittish about, well, I don't know. One of the things that we've brought up on several different conversations on this program is, there are those that have agendas that fall well outside of the Christian worldview lens, and they're very vocal about it. And it's really time that we were vocal about what we believe. But it's so important, though, to not only bring our Bible. I know Focus on the Family was pushing this as well as we talked it up. They're not only talking about bringing our Bible, but bringing our biblical values, kindness, patience, love. What would you speak to in that area?
Yeah, you're totally right. More importantly than just bringing our Bibles to school is to actually live out the calling of the gospel and the fruit of the Spirit in our lives as a testament to the transformative power of Christ and the gospel. I encourage students, guys, if you're hesitant to participate in the day, God is with you. And he is not only with you, he's inside of you, changing your lives continuously. And my hope is that you would desire that for your classmates as well.
Well, and again, if our listeners didn't catch it, we want to make sure they take the time to go to the website, Bring Your Bible to School Day, or it's bringyourbible.org is the website. How much would you encourage someone to go to that prior to Thursday?
I think it'd be incredibly useful to you as a participant. We even have a checklist for you guys to go through to make sure you're ready for the day and have everything that you need prepared. We also have prayers that we'll be sending parents and students throughout the day so that you guys know we're praying for you. We're lifting you up to the Lord, trusting he's going to do a mighty work through you as parents and also through your students on that day.
Now, as we approach Thursday, Emerson, I know the information's on the website, but I want to make sure in the event someone doesn't go there, they know they can just pick up their Bible and bring it with them. It's not something you need to sign up for or have an official group that you're part of doing this. This is something that's created for groups and for individuals.
That's true. Yeah. All you have to do to participate is put your Bible in your backpack and start a conversation about Christ and the gospel on that day. So you don't need to sign up, but it does help us count how many people participate so that we can see the massive impact we're having for the gospel. Of course, we know the Lord doesn't need a count to do his work, but it is encouraging to other believers to see that they're not alone in this huge movement.
Now, so many of these students participate in social media Are there ways that they can, be a part of spreading the news through the social media that Focus on the Family is using?
Yeah. You can tag our page, Bring Your Bible. That's at Bring Your Bible, or you can use our hashtag Bring Your Bible. I encourage you to take a picture of yourself at your school, being a bold light for the gospel. And we actually have a live event that day at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, where your post might be featured and your story as well. We'd love to highlight the awesome work God's doing through you.
You know, and I want to reiterate the usefulness of the website, bringyourbible.org. I'm just kind of surfing there now as we're visiting, and there's things like do's and don'ts, encouragement to invite friends, as you mentioned, to pray for the event. But this one I love, give a Bible to a friend. I mean, there's certainly affordable New Testaments or full Bibles that our listeners can find at local bookstores.
Oh, definitely. Last year, we had a student who went to his local dollar store and bought 40 New Testament Bibles to pass out on the day. He said they went like that. They were just so gone. Everyone wanted to participate in the day. Students can do that too. And this year, we actually had a Bible giveaway where we gave away 5,000 Bibles for that purpose. If you didn't have a Bible, you'd get one. And if you needed one to give to a friend, you could use it for that as well. So sign up for our newsletter, register on the website, and we'll be sure to have you included for the giveaway next year.
And, you know, one of the other things I think would be a strategically important to remember, so many of our listeners will be going to a midweek service, many on Wednesday. It'd be a great opportunity to make sure friends and others at church know about Bring Your Bible to School for Thursday. And it may be last minute, but like we've already discussed, it's not that difficult. Get your Bible in your book bag and bring it with you. And if you have a chance, maybe get some of those Bibles that you can give to others. Just a great resource, again, at bringyourbible.org. It only takes 5 minutes to really go through it and get some great ideas for the event. And then I'm sure as you look forward to the future, there's already hopes to see this continue, if not expand. Are there any other plans in the works?
Well, to not spoil too much, we've got some big plans for next year, partnering with various big names in the Christian space. I don't want to spoil too much, but we've got some big plans for next year, especially if we can celebrate hitting 1 million this year.
Wow, that would be so impactful. And, we see so much, plenty of bad news. But I remember recently from a pastor who was answering someone's questions about, I look at the news and I see so much bad news. How do I overcome that? And his encouragement was, I purpose to start my day in the good news, in the Bible. What a great opportunity for, like you said, hopefully as many as 1 million students to maybe start their day there in the Bible and then bring it with them to school on Thursday.
Amen. Yeah. Would so many souls just be ushered into the kingdom on this day as students treasure Christ and his word in their hearts. And then I pray if one student can just share the word with another student that day for Bring Your Bible School Day, that would be 1 million students reaching another 1 million students for Christ and the gospel. What an impact and what good news that is to hear for our hearts.
Amen. Emerson Collins with Focus on the Family, and a reminder for us all, that this Thursday, October 5th, is Bring Your Bible to School Day. The website again is bringyourbible.org. Emerson, looking forward to doing this again next year and finding out what Focus on the Family has in store.
That's right. Thank you so much, Steve.
All right. Stay with us. There's more to come on ABQ Connect.